This is WCRB in concert with A Far Cry. When Haydn wrote this symphony, he just landed a new job that came with some very nice perks, like fantastic musicians utterly at his disposal. So he started his career at the Esterházy estate by writing three symphonies that put those musicians right in the spotlight and made some subtle references at the same time to some of the prince's favorite things. It was a good way to begin, and Haydn's wit and his diplomacy made him the perfect fit for a decades-long gig in a luxurious musical laboratory. I'm Kathy Fuller, bringing you to one of Boston's luxurious musical laboratories, Calderwood Hall at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, for a concert by A Far Cry, a chamber orchestra whose chemistry and curiosity have earned them a Grammy nomination and loyal fans around the world. Tonight, the symphonies that Haydn called Morning, Noon, and Evening played with the signature vitality of the Criers. Coming up on In Concert with A Far Cry on WCRB. A Far Cry is an orchestra with no conductor and a whole lot of ideas. They came together in 2007 as 17 musicians bent on working collectively, so they've developed an amazing process where leadership rotates among them, and for every piece that they play, an elected handful of five musicians guide the rehearsals and shape the interpretation. It's a process that business professionals, and I would say politicians, might do well to study. They've got a high-powered web presence. They perform coast-to-coast and around the globe, and we're glad to call them our own here in Boston. And tonight, they are focused on just one composer, Joseph Haydn. This program called Dawn to Dusk begins with the sixth symphony, Le Matin, or The Morning. Haydn's new boss, Paul Anton Esterházy, was undoubtedly pleased to hear how prominent the flute is, since he was a flutist himself. No mistake there on Haydn's part. And the shifting of focus from one small group of instruments to another sounds an awful lot like Vivaldi. Also no mistake, since Esterházy had a huge collection of Vivaldi scores. Well, here they are, chairless and conductorless, here at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum to play Haydn's symphony Le Matin on WCRB in concert with A Far Cry.
Thank you.
Haydn's Sixth Symphony, Le Matin, The Morning, played here at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston by the Conductorless Chamber Orchestra, A Far Cry. This is WCRB In Concert with A Far Cry. I'm Kathy Fuller. In Concert takes you to concert halls in Boston and around New England each week at this time for our complete broadcast schedule. And to hear these concerts on demand, just visit us, classicalwcrb.org. This is an all Haydn affair tonight, three symphonies that he wrote for Prince Esterhazy when he was hired into his estate to oversee the orchestra and all musical entertainment. And to please Esterhazy, the symphonies were called Morning, Noon, and Evening, partly to match some elaborate ceiling murals in the palace. The rehearsal system that the criers have devised is so fascinating. Take four or five principal players for each piece and have them hash out the details of the interpretation first. Then they bring their results into the full rehearsal. Violist Sarah Darling explains how they keep things rolling smoothly from there.
At this point, we didn't want to devise a system where you would only have these few people dictating what was going to be going on for the rest of the ensemble. So, on the other hand, we also didn't want everybody to be opening their mouth at every second. It's also true that everyone in the group contributes in a different way. Some people love to talk a lot. Some people love to say something every now and again. We decided that the best of these worlds would be to have principals lead, but to have everybody else be able to make a couple comments. In particular, two per rehearsal, two per piece.
So those are the rules, and they work. Well, the Haydn Symphony Le Midi, or Noon, is next. Remarkable things happen in here, especially in the slow movement, which is Haydn the opera composer at his best. Only there's no singer and a violin instead. Stunning moment in this is the cadenza, real spotlight on the violin and the cello together. And then Haydn's vivacious spirit returns in the finale. A Far Cry are back to play Haydn's Symphony in C, Le Midi, at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum on WCRB In Concert on Classical Radio Boston.
Thank you.
Boston's conductorless chamber orchestra, Far Cry, playing Haydn's Seventh Symphony, Le Midi, or Noon, here at the Gardner Museum in Boston. A Far Cry's 11th season is coming up, and it's as original as all the others have been. On September 22nd, they'll be premiering a new piece by Philip Glass, written on commission for A Far Cry. They'll also play Glass's Third Symphony, and the pianist Simona Dinnerstein will play Bach's G minor keyboard concerto. You'll find a link to their season at classicalwcrb.org. Just look under In Concert. I'm Kathy Fuller, and coming up, Haydn's symphony called Evening, when WCRB In Concert with A Far Cry continues.